This is Annie Prince.
And this is Bruce Wilson.
With this month's edition of Living Green in the Lehigh Valley.
My guest today is Karen Dolan, Executive Director and CEO of the Gertrude B. Fox Environmental Center at 100 Illicks Mill Road, as well as a Bethlehem City Councilwoman. I remember when you were teaching English and history. How did you transition from a full-time teacher to a CEO of a nature center?
Well, it was during my teaching career that the Nature Center project began. The mill was condemned, and for 9 years I worked with students to do a lot of the restoration by hand and also raised $1.3 million to restore the building for use as a nature center. To be honest, it seemed like a dream at the time, but now we're open to the public and hard at work on environmental actions along Monocacy Creek.
Tell me about some of the projects you've got going on outside the fog.
Our current project right now is a stream bank restoration of a gorgeous natural spring that was hidden behind a dense hedge of 6-foot-tall invasive Japanese knotweed. It actually took 3 years to get the knotweed out. Now we're planting native species of trees, shrubs, flowers, grasses, and rushes, narrowing the stream bank in an attempt to speed the flow, keep the water shaded and cold so it enters the creek as exceptional quality water, and this area is turning out to be stunningly beautiful.
And this spring area is inside the WPA-era Monocacy Park?
Yes, Bruce. In fact, the spring is partially channeled through a civilian conservation corps sluice. And this project, this Dream Bank project with the spring, is part of a larger historical restoration effort we've begun to repair other degraded and threatened structures and the related ecosystems throughout the park.
What's available to the public inside the Fox Center?
On the first floor, we have a constantly changing array of displays and exhibits. For example, right now, there's a really cool interactive display on pollinators, as well as an exhibit of Pennsylvania minerals that's on loan from Lost River Caverns, a local company. Our little store, Gertie's Gifts, is really super popular. We opened a nature or history-themed art gallery on the second floor, which we also rent for weddings, showers, birthday parties, corporate retreats, and we also offer that space to environmental nonprofits for meetings and or presentations.
Any fundraisers or special events people should know about?
Actually, our Butterfly Enviro Education Bash is scheduled for September 22nd. We're doing a pre-theater farm-to-table dinner during Pennsylvania Playhouse's run of the Putnam County Spelling Bee. They're right down the road from us. I think that'll be a lot of fun. And we've got a locally made chocolate and wine pairing event scheduled for November 9th.
Sounds like a lot going on. What hours is the center open?
We're open Thursday through Sunday, noon to 5. You can find a lot of info on our website, www.gbfox.org, including our events calendar. Our Facebook page is also active, Fox Environmental Center. And if you stop by and add your email or your address to our guest list, you'll get our quarterly newsletter and invitations to everything we've got going on at the Fox Environmental Center.